This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. It's a symbol we use perhaps dozens of times a day, depending on how many emails or tweets we send. It's that little at symbol that sits right above the number 2 on our keyboards. Well, ever wonder where it came from and how it got so popular? William Allman can tell you. He's Chief Digital Officer at Smithsonian Enterprises, and he's written an article about that little symbol. Mr. Allman, welcome.
Thank you.
So do we know where the at symbol came from?
Sure. I mean, for centuries, it's had a very sort of pedestrian, perfunctory, and essential role in commerce. If you're buying 12 widgets at a dollar, it's $12, not 12 widgets for a dollar.
Right.
And so the at sign has been used that way for hundreds of years.
Now, I understand that the earliest typewriters, though, didn't have the at symbol. So had it almost gone extinct, the way of the cent sign?
Exactly. You know, it was threatened because, of course, the first typewriters were these clunky mechanical things. Space was very scarce. And so they had to decide which symbols do we want to put on there. And the at didn't make the cut. You can still find typewriters without the at sign on. Just as now, if you have to hunt to find one that has the cent sign on it.
So how did the at symbol then make such a dramatic comeback?
Well, part of its success was, in fact, because of its relative obscurity. There was a fellow named Ray Tomlinson, and he was trying to solve a problem. He wanted to be able to communicate with other researchers who are connected to other computers. His big challenge was, how do I identify that person on that computer, and how do I identify myself on my computer, since there could have been dozens or hundreds of people on each computer?
Right.
So he had a name, and he had a computer, and he had to find a way to link them together, and his eyes fell on his keyboard and said, well, what should I use? Well, at the time, all the other symbols, or many of the other symbols, were being used in computer programming already. So to insert a different symbol would have caused a problem. The computer would have misunderstood it. So he picked the most obscure one he could see, which was the at sign.
You know, we just call it the at symbol, and it's such a boring name. And you have pointed out that in other countries, there are much more descriptive terms for that little symbol.
That's absolutely right. It's called the snail by the Italians. It's called the monkey tail by the Dutch. Most of us cyber people call it just the at sign, and most of us in English call it the at sign. But it's amazing because it's gone from this being one of the most obscure symbols in the lexicon to this rock star of communication.
William Allman wrote the article, The Accidental History of the At Symbol. It's in this month's issue of Smithsonian Magazine. Mr. Allman, thanks so much.
Thank you.